We're going to begin today with two readings. The first comes from 1 Corinthians. I'm going to be reading from chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, the updated edition of that. Hear now these words. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into the body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of those words. I'd also like to share a short poem with you from author, poet, and educator Kaman Kajori. She says, they want us to be afraid. They want us to be afraid of leaving our homes. They want us to barricade our doors and to hide our children. Their aim is to make us fear life itself. They want us to hate. They want us to hate the other. They want us to practice aggression and perfect antagonism. Their aim is to divide us all. They want us to be inhuman. They want us to throw out our kindness. They want us to bury our love and burn our hope. Their aim is to take out all of our light. They think their brick walls will separate us. They think their damn bombs will defeat us. They are so ignorant they don't understand that my soul and your soul are old friends. They are so ignorant they don't understand that when they cut you, I bleed. They are so ignorant they don't understand that we will never be afraid. We will never hate. And we will never be silent, for life is ours.
Alicia Keys. You're the engine that makes all things go, and you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, oh, I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. 6 in the morning. As soon as you walk through that door, everyone needs you again. The world's out of order. It's not as sound when you're not around. All day on your feet, hard to keep that energy. I know when it feels like the end of the road, you don't let go. You just press forward. You're the engine that makes all things go. Always in disguise, my hero. I see the light in the dark. Smile on my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, know I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I don't know if this helps, but good job, you're doing a good job, good job, good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. World needs you now, know that you matter, matter, matter. Yeah, good job, you're doing a good job, a good job, good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. World needs you now, know that you matter, matter, matter. Yeah, mothers, the fathers, that teachers that reach us, strangers to friends that show up in the end, from the bottom to the top, the listeners that hear us, this is for you. You make me fearless. You're doing a good job. Don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, matter, matter. Yeah.
My message this morning is entitled, Beautifully Entangled. Could it be, as some psychologists suggest, that pure altruism doesn't exist? According to them, when we help strangers, there's always some benefit for us personally, even if we're not aware of it. And this could include gaining respect from others, helping us feel good about ourselves, or for some Christian, it could even mean increasing their chances of getting into heaven. Or maybe, as they suggest, altruism is less about how we are helping a person and more about how they might help us in the future. Some even suggest that it is just a simple demonstrating of how much better off we are, or even that it's basically showing our gratitude at being so well off. Some evolutionary psychologists even suggest altruism towards strangers might just be a mistake. Basically, they think it could be what they call a leftover trait from when human beings lived in small groups with people that they were closely related to genetically. In that setting, humans, quite naturally, had an instinct to help each of the other members in their group, in part because their survival depended on the survival of the group as a whole. They would say that while it is true that we don't live in small tribes anymore out of this sort of evolutionary habit, we sometimes behave as if we are, helping the people around us as if they are a part of our tribe. I think that's actually a more promising theory than it might seem at first, so we're going to put a pin in that and come back to it in just a moment. The question of why human beings help strangers and are even sometimes prepared to risk their own lives to save others has puzzled philosophers, psychologists, and scientists for centuries. After all, an evolutionary point of view, from that point of view, altruism doesn't really seem to make much sense from an evolutionary point of view. I mean, from an evolutionary point of view, we shouldn't be the least bit interested in sacrificing ourselves for others or even helping others. It's the whole survival of the fittest, right? I'm not sure this is actually ultimately an either-or question, though. The truth is that some acts of kindness may be a bit motivated by self-interest, but that doesn't necessarily mean that pure altruism doesn't exist. That there are plenty of stories out about people who just react to help someone or to save someone. No time for thoughts of the benefits or the determinants of doing it might cost them. When the event takes place, their only motivation is an impulsive, unselfish desire just to make things better. And each of us actually practice some form of altruism on a more regular basis than we might even imagine. I mean, the times you swerve your car to miss a squirrel or take a sidestep in order not to step on a bug or even just tidy up the table at a restaurant after a meal. And the list could go on and on, but these are things that won't give you any special advantage. Actually, in the case of the squirrel, it's actually a bad idea to do that. It's a danger. But you do them anyway. I believe we do them in part because of empathy. Empathy is ultimately at the root of all pure altruism. Frequently, empathy is defined as the cognitive ability to see the world through another person's eyes, but it seems to me that empathy is actually much more than just that. In some ways, the capacity for empathy shows us that we are all living beings, that all of us living beings are interconnected. At some deep level, we are expressions of the same consciousness. Or as Carl Sagan reminds us, we are all made of the same star stuff. Or as Hildegard pointed out, everything that is in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth is penetrated with connectedness. Penetrated with relatedness. Perhaps the quote that is the most insightful and helpful for this consideration comes from Eckhart Tolle, who said, "Ultimately, there is no such thing as my consciousness, but just the one consciousness. And to sense your connectedness with the one, to sense that connectedness with the one consciousness that pervades the universe, which in some traditions is called God, to sense that frees you from fear, from anxiety, and takes you to a very deep place of peace and heightened aliveness." As some philosophers of consciousness have hypothesized, it may be that rather than producing consciousness, the function of the brain is actually to receive or channel a consciousness that exists outside the brain, and which, in fact, permeates the entire universe. These emerging theories suggest that consciousness could be a fundamental force of the universe, like gravity. In fact, several prominent scientists have recently suggested the universe itself is indeed consciousness. Add to that the recent discovery about quantum entanglement, which suggests that when two particles come close into contact with each other, they create this unconditional bond with each other. And as far as scientists can tell, from that point on, no matter any amount of time or space, they can influence each other through that bond. They are permanently entangled, as it were. And these particles can influence and communicate with each other without regard to time and space. And they do it instantly. Now, this is interesting. Working on this reality, on that concept, this quantum entanglement, senior scientist at Princeton University, Dr. Roger Nelson, began a 14-year-long study at an organization called the Global Consciousness Project, or the GCP. Now, I think I've shared this with you before, but it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. The GCP used electromagnetically shielded computers and placed them in 60 different countries around the world. And those, they what they do is they create random numbers. Kind of imagine as each computer flipping a coin and then someone trying to guess what it lands on, with one being heads and zeros being tails. And each time they guess correctly, they consider it a hit. The computers do this 100 times a second. Well, based on simple mathematical probability, you would imagine that with enough attempts, the computer would break even at about 50-50, ones and zeros. And up until the events of 9/11, that's exactly what happened. Here's where it gets a bit, in my opinion, spooky. After 9/11, after that happened, the numbers that were once behaving randomly and perfectly 50-50 started working more in unison. All of a sudden, the ones and the zeros were coinciding and working in sync much more consistently than they should have. In fact, the GCP's results were so far above chance that it's actually sort of shocking. Over the 426 predetermined events measured in the entirety of the project after 9/11, the recorded probability of a hit was actually greater than 1 in 2 as it had been before, which is, probability would say it should be 1 in 2. As a matter of fact, their hits were measuring at an overall probability of 1 in a million. So what this suggested to those in psychological and philosophical fields is that what we once thought of as a figment of our imagination is much more real than we could have ever imagined. When you become close to someone, emotionally become attached to someone, something occurs. It would seem that all the particles that form us, the building blocks of your presence in the universe, become entangled. Now let's go back to that theory I said I was going to stick a pin in, the theory from the evolutionary psychologists who have suggested that altruism towards strangers might just be a mistake, a leftover trait from when human beings lived in small groups with people that they were genetically closely related to. If we are all made of the same star stuff as Sagan tells us, and if our interactions with others create entanglements that know no limits of time or space and can directly and immediately impact each other like those computers after 9/11, as the GCP suggests, perhaps the leftover trait of which evolutionary psychologists speak is not so much a mistake or leftover as it is an expansion of a reality that was once used to protect the tribe, an expansion that extends to all of humanity and points to the oneness of life, the connectedness of creation. It has been argued that it is this fundamental oneness that makes it possible for us to identify with other people, to sense their suffering and respond to it with altruistic acts. To some degree, we can sense their suffering because we are connected with them. And because of this common identity, we feel the urge to alleviate people's suffering and to protect and promote their well-being just as we would our own. In the words of 19th century German philosopher Schopenhauer, "My own true inner being exists in every living creature. As truly and immediately known as my own consciousness in myself, This is the ground of compassion upon which all true, that is to say, unselfish virtue rests, and whose expression is in every good deed. From my perspective, altruism is one of the truest expressions of humanity and spirituality. It is both selfless and fully connected to others all at once. And at its core, it recognizes the impact that we have on each other, an impact that science is increasingly confirming as real. It not only helps build a better world, but it entangles us even further with each other. It encourages others to do good acts of altruism and reinforces our own desires to do so. So it not only recognizes our connectedness, but it also further builds that connectedness. It is a reciprocal action that creates a sort of feedback loop of empathy, which draws us even closer together. I'll conclude with just this thought. Altruism and oneness are deeply entangled with each other. They are spiritual partners. They draw us all closer together, and in doing so, they draw us all closer to the oneness of creation, which, in my opinion, is one of the most important goals of spirituality.
I'm going to do something for you I've never done before. And trying to do it has even heightened my respect for the people that actually do this really well. This is a song by the Black Eyed Peas. It was recorded in 2009. Black Eyed Peas... they've done a lot of stuff, but they're also known, especially I find in my research, that they've done a lot of social, cultural, political consciousness sort of stuff. This was performed by Will.i.am and Will.i.am I Ain't, but I'm gonna give this one. It's just worthy. It's worthy, and because of the what is talked about in this song. That at least justifies what might be considered appropriation here, but a little bit, in the spirit of oneness anyway. One try. One try. One tribe, one time, one planet, one race. It's all one blood. Don't care about your face, color of your eye, or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are. Don't care where you've been, because where we want to go is where we want to be. The place where the nagging language is unity, and the continent is called Bangea, and ideas are kicked out of the fear, so what can they care up their hand? Because now I'm loving this peace, man, man. I'm loving this peace, man, man. I'm loving this peace. I don't need no leader that's going to force feed a concept to make me think I would need a fear my brother, fear my the sister, shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, then my enemy is going to try to come and kill me because I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed ya. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil that they feed you. Remember that we're one people. We are one people. One people, one people, one people. One people, one people, one people. One people, one people, one people. One tribe, one tribe, one tribe, one time, one planet, one race, one love, one people, one. Too many things that cause in one to forget about the main cause. Connecting, uniting, but the evil is seen and alive in us. So our weapons are colliding and our peace is sinking like Poseidon. But we know that the one, the evil is threatened by the sum. So he come and try to separate the sum, but he dumb. He didn't know he had the will to overcome. Rejuvenating by the beating of the drum. Come together by the cycle of the hum. Freedom where we all become one forever. We're one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed ya. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed ya. Remember that we're one people. We are one people. One people, one people, one people. One people, one people, one people. One people, one people, one people. One love, one blood, one people. One heart, one beat, we equal. Connected like the internet, united, that's how we do. Let's break walls to see through. Let love and peace lead you. We could overcome the complication because we need to. Help each other, make these changes. Brother, sister, rearrange this way of thinking that we change. This bad condition break. Use your mind and not your greed. Let's connect and then proceed. This is something I believe. We are one. We're all just people. We're one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We're one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed ya. Let's catch amnesia. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed ya. We're one tribe, y'all. We are one tribe, y'all. We're one people, one people, one people, one people. 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 Let's catch amnesia. Lord, help me out. Trying to figure out what it's all about, what it's all about. Because we're one and the same. One and the same. Same joy, same pain. And I hope you are there when I need you. Because maybe we need amnesia. And I don't want to sound like a preacher, but we need to be one. One world, one love, one people, one tribe, one understanding. Because you and me can become one.
We are entering into a time of a more inward turn moment. As I always say, receive this as a prayer, if that's what's right for you, as a moment of meditation, if that's what's right. Just the time to breathe in and out and hold on to the words that you might need in this moment. Let's bow our heads together. May we be woke. May we see violence, oppression, hatred, hoarding, power, and privilege with eyes wide open. Even as we have as we've made some progress, assuring more equality for some and enlivening a sense of righteous resistance against the abuse of power in others, We have continued to live in an all too routine awareness of the places in this world where people needlessly suffer and are abused. Aware, but not significantly motivated to risk our own abundance or well-being in order to make the world better for us all. May we be awakened from our false assumption that tells us we can continue on that way and hope to make a better world. May we be awakened from our denial of the reality that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. May we be awakened to the reality that far too many suffer from the injustice of not having their basic needs met, their fundamental human rights met, clean water, enough food, safety, a roof under which to sleep, access to health care, the right to be treated with dignity, the right to be treated equally, freedom from slavery, freedom from discrimination, access to education, reasonable privacy, life, the pursuit of happiness. May we not only recognize these rights, but recognize that when anyone lacks them, it is a threat to all of creation. May we be awakened and encourage us to pursue access for all people to those basic human rights. And may we not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. And in the dark times that we will surely experience as we confront those who wish to hold on tightly to their power and their privilege, may we be a light to one another. May we be awakened to the reality that the love, kindness, joy, hope, peace, and grace that we offer to each other are not only the only truly viable things in this life, but they are the means through which we can all work to create a better future and a better world. May we be awakened to each other, awakened to the systemic damage that occurs every time even one person is abused, oppressed, or marginalized. Awakened to our connectedness. Amen. Receive this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and with creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions bring that love and happiness to all of those you meet.